You're listening to Spill Those Thoughts with me, Leo Tafoya. Guys, hello, and welcome to the 8th episode of Spill Your Thoughts. Why did I just say that so, like, choppy? Oh, Megan just texted me. Hey, Megan. What'd she say? Oh, my mom and dad just came into the store. Anyways, hello, everybody. And actually, I'm recording this really, like, I just got off work and I just got home. The reason why I'm recording this so early is because I just got home to a package and I'm currently using what I ordered. Wait, I spoke a little too loud, so I messed it up a little probably. Anyways, I have a new microphone and you're listening to me on this new microphone right now. ASMR. Anyways, yes, I got a new microphone. It's a podcast microphone, and that means I have two microphones now, which means we can have two people on at the same time. Literally crazy, insane. And I'm in a different setting today. I'm in my the kitchen table because I'm currently home alone. House party. Who wants to have a house party? Anyways, let me reply to Megan really quickly. Yeah, so nobody's home right now because they're doing stuff. They're like running errands or something. I don't know. But I got home and I got a $100-something gift card from sister to order some stuff from Amazon. And I was like, yes, please and thank you. And best believe I ordered some stuff. I got this microphone, and then tomorrow I'm supposed to be getting, it's like a MIDI keyboard so that I can do, because I have a keyboard that I connect when I record music, but it's humongous. Like, it's like a full on like keyboard. And I wanted something that's a little bit more compact, and it comes with lots of different little things on there, like little, like, to like record drums. It's so cool. Anyways, I'm excited for that to come in tomorrow. I'm excited to have a new microphone, which means that I'm going to be able to record with more people, and I'm really enjoying this microphone. I think I might be buying like another one of these, because this is like, this microphone's really good, and it's so pretty. I know it's so weird to say about a microphone, but like, I'm like, seriously, I'm so obsessed with technology, like microphones and like music technology. I love like audio interfaces, get like things you use to record music and instruments. I'm so obsessed with microphones, keyboards, instruments, guitars, plugins, all kinds. I'm just obsessed. But, yeah. And like, it even has like a little mute button on here. So like, I can like, let me mute. Yeah. You couldn't hear me probably. Could you? You could not, because it has a mute button. But it's so cool. This is the, in case y'all want to know which one I'm using, in case y'all want to start your own podcast one day, it's the Fifine K688, and it's the XLR and USB dynamic microphone. And yeah, it's literally amazing. I have to buy one of those arms that's like, you can attach it to, and like, you can, it like moves around. You've probably seen like with like gamers or something, like they use like that little arm for their thing, like to put their microphone. I'm probably gonna have to get one of those, because it's basically like one of those like gaming looking like podcast microphones. Anyways, but yeah, how is everybody doing today? How is everybody doing on this fine, well, for me today is Thursday, but for you, when you're listening to this, it's Friday. How is Friday, whether you're listening to this right when it's coming out at 11 in the morning, or whether you're listening to this at night. How's your day been? Hope everybody's had an amazing Friday so far. I've had a pretty good week. It's felt long, but at the same time, like a little, like it's like gone by fast. I'm just glad it's about Friday. I'm so glad because, like it's been a good week, but at the same time, it's been rough. Don't even get me started with my exams that I've had to take this week. Oh my gosh. All I'm looking forward to is that next week is spring break, even though I have to work. Boo-hoo. But that means no classes. That's all I'm looking forward to. But yeah, it's been chill, I guess. I wasn't going to record this till later, but I was like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and do this now that I'm home alone. I can talk as loud as I want. Anyways. but yeah. My sister was actually just here earlier, apparently, and she left right before I left. They don't like me, guys. I'm telling y'all. They don't like me. I'm just playing. But I'm just waiting for them to get back because I'm actually kind of hungry. Oh, and I've... Okay. Since the last time we spoke, which was obviously last week's episode, I started a new little thing, and it's called intermittent fasting. Y'all probably know what that is. Y'all probably don't. It's basically where, like, you eat for a certain amount of hours a day, and then you fast for the rest. So it helps you, obviously, it helps your gut health because, like, or not your gut health, but like it helps you stay healthy and it helps you lose weight, which is mainly the thing why I'm doing it. And once I start working from home, I have come up with a schedule for myself to start going to the gym. Oh my gosh. Yes, guys, I'm going to become a gym bro. Catch me at the gym. Anyways, yeah, so I'm going to start a schedule. Well, not a schedule, but like, so I basically, whenever I don't have to, because how do I explain this? The days that I'm going to work from home, I will be getting up at I'll be getting up at like 5:30 in the morning, which is basically, I usually normally get up at 6:30, but I'll just be getting up an hour earlier to go to the gym and have enough time to do like a workout or whatever. Come back home and take a quick shower and start my workday. And then the days that I have to go into the office are days that will be my off days. So Mondays and Wednesdays, basically, because those are the days I have classes. So I'll have to go into office so that it's easier for me to get to class and work back and forth. But sorry if y'all hear all that noise. I'm just like tapping on the table and playing with my phone because I'm like, I'm usually sitting in my bed, like just like staring at my walls. And now here I'm like in the kitchen, just looking around. I actually do need to get an arm. I can just hold it. Never mind. Look at this. Anyways. But yeah. And I'm just waiting for my family to get home now because my mom called me the second I got home. She's like, hey, we're not home. I was like, okay, what the heck? And she's like, yeah, but when we get home, we're making some Chick-fil-A style sandwiches. I'm like, what? But yeah, so they're like making like Chick-fil-A sandwiches like you would get at Chick-fil-A, whatever. And with like fries, like they're like waffle fries, whatever you call those. I'm excited. And anyway, the reason I was saying that. Oh, I just spoke really loud. I actually need to figure the settings out for this microphone to figure out what is best for audio purposes. Like, is this too loud right now? Like, y'all are probably like being tortured. I'm listening to it and it sounds fine, so I guess it's fine. What was I saying? The reason why I was saying about the intermittent fasting is because I basically stop eating at 8 p.m so I no more food at 8 p.m and I fast till, it's usually like 9:30 in the morning or 10. And then I eat very light things throughout the day, obviously enough to not like, it's like I eat well balanced meals. So like I'll eat like a yogurt in the morning first thing at 9 a.m. when my fast is over. And then during lunch, which is usually like around 12, I'll obviously eat my lunch, whatever I bring that day. And then when I get home, I'll eat my dinner. But I've been doing to where I don't eat anything after 8 because not only for my fasting, but also because I've started to, well, this has always been the thing with me. Like, I know that if I eat past 8, I will not get a good night's rest because I will literally be rolling around in bed like crazy because like I'll feel sick, you know? Like, I feel like I want to throw up because like I just feel so full, and I don't like eating so late close to my bedtime because like I'm not going to have a good night's rest. So stop eating, no more eating after 8 gives me like a good amount of time before I actually go to bed to process the food and not feel full when I go to bed. But yeah, so it's been great. I have this app where it's like I track everything. So like I track my fasting hours and this and that, and it also I log all my meals on there, and I log my sleep schedule on there. And then soon, once I start going to the gym, I'll be logging my workout hours on there. So it's really fun. And then I can also log, you know, to track my weight, to just make sure I'm keeping up with what my goal is. But yeah, so it's something that I'm trying out, and I'm hopefully going to stick with it because I actually do really want to stick with it. But no, but yeah, I just thought also about how, I don't know if any of y'all have been watching Severance, the TV show on Apple Music. Oh my gosh, Apple Music. Wow. On Apple TV, sorry. It's so good. If you haven't watched Severance, you need to get on it. Like, actually get on it. There's 2 seasons so far, and the finale for season 2 comes out tomorrow. Well, when y'all are listening to this, it's going to be out. But I am so excited. I actually haven't watched the 7th episode yet. So the episode that came out last Friday, because I've been busy, but also I've been wanting to save it to watch it tonight so that I can watch it tonight and then right away watch the other episode tomorrow for me, today for y'all. But yeah, I'm so excited. It's such a good show. If you don't know what it is, it's like basically like it's a company, it's called Lumen, and there's like a floor on their building where people there who work there are severed, which means that they had this procedure done to where they literally separated their mind and body, I guess. I don't even know, because they haven't explained everything. This is why like I need explanations. They just used my phone number at Winn-Dixie. I just got an email with the receipts. What was that? Oh, yeah. So it splits you in 2. So like there's your worky, your innie, and your outie. So the person, the innie is the one who's at the job literally always. And so when your outie goes to work, they get in this elevator to go down to the severed floor. And when you cross like a boundary down to the severed floor, it's like you don't know anything about the person outside, and the person outside doesn't know anything about the person inside. So it's 2 completely different people. It's you, but it's separated into 2. So it's like they did it so like you don't have to worry about the stresses of work and everything. But like there's some dark stuff to it. Like, I personally wouldn't do that. That's a good question. Would y'all want to, if that was like something that would like something that people actually did, would y'all get severed? If your job, you just don't like your job that much, but it pays good. So like you get the procedure done to where like while you're at work and you're out, like you don't know anything about your job. But then also it's like that's a person in there, and you're basically submitting them to always being at that job, because like to them, when you leave the job, it's not like they go to sleep or anything. No, like to them, it's just day after day after day after continuous work. Like the second you leave, yes, you live your life outside, but for them, nothing, like it's like they automatically start again the next day, if you get what I mean. Anyways, go watch it because it's so good. It's a really, really good show. And the finale comes out tomorrow. So, like, you could literally binge watch all of season one and all of season two. It's literally so good. I'm literally giving Apple TV free promo for this show. It's that good. Also, when y'all are listening to this, Wicked will be out on Peacock. Oh my gosh. I am so freaking excited. Like, you don't understand. That movie is going to be on replay. That movie is going to be on a constant loop. Best believe I am plugging in my big speaker, like my big, like the huge, huge speaker to my TV in my living room tomorrow. And I am playing that movie and listening to the sound. Like, I'm watching the movie and singing along to it's, oh my gosh. Oh, so freaking good. Oh, Megan just sent me another message. What did she say? Oh, guys, I'm gonna have to pause this really quickly. I have to answer to this message, but I mean, it's gonna be like a couple minutes for me. Well, not a couple minutes, but like, I'm gonna do this. I will be right back. Dun, 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 dun. I'll be right back, guys. I'm back. You see how fast I was? It wasn't even like a second for you guys. It wasn't even a second. It was like a millisecond for me. It was like 5 minutes. Anyways, I don't remember. Oh, I was talking about Wicked, I think. But yeah, I'm so excited. Anyways, I also just thought about, I am so mad because I think I mentioned it last episode, how I ordered my new Nami matcha, the new variant she released. It was supposed to be here on the 18th, which for me was 2 days ago. It was in Missouri. That was the last stop before it was supposed to come to me, or at least here in Alabama before coming over. And then we had that terrible weather, and for some reason it did hit Missouri really bad, so their facilities were having trouble getting things shipped out. But for some reason they sent it all the way to LA to a processing facility all the way to Los Angeles, California. So my matcha is currently doing a world tour around the country, and it is not with me yet. And I have been craving it so freaking bad. And like, it still says, if I click on the, on my like shipping and like to track it, it says that the latest update was yesterday, and it was still, it's moving through network apparently in Los Angeles. Like, why? I was supposed to have it, but like, I'm like so sad because I really wanted my matcha, and now I have to wait, and I don't know, there's no update for when it's supposed to get here. So I'm like, what the heck? I'm like so freaking sad. Like, it's literally like, no joke, it's literally in downtown LA. Like, it's literally, it wants to be an influencer apparently. Ugh. My gosh, I was so excited to try it. Like, already, obviously I'm gonna get it, hopefully. If I don't, I might have to send an email to Ashley's company and be like, hey, my matcha's not here. Love you, Ashley, but my matcha's not here yet. But yeah, anyways, today is also, isn't today the first day of spring? Wait, I think it is. When is the first day of spring? It is the first day of spring. And it's freaking cold outside, like freezing cold. Like, I'm not joking. Like, it's so cold outside. Let's see, what's the temperature actually? Yeah. Yeah. It's 46 degrees, but it feels like 34. And we're under freeze warning on the first day of spring. And the other day, we had tornadoes and it was hot. What the hell is going on, guys? Literally, climate change and climate change, literally. Like, it's so bad that it's like, one day it's hot, one day it's humid, one day it's cold, one day it's snowing, one day there's tornadoes. I cannot with this crap. But yeah, so I don't even know what's going on outside. Like, I also don't like, okay, here's the thing. I don't like hot weather. So like, it sounds like I'm complaining right now because it's cold and this is the first day of spring, but like, I'm actually not mad about it because, and this might be a controversial take or a controversial opinion, but I don't like spring and summer. I don't like it. Like, yes, I like the fact that, ooh, you get to go to the beach. Ooh, you don't have school. Ooh, you get to travel a little more because this and that, you know, summer break. But in spring break. But I don't like the hot weather. And I don't like mosquitoes. And I don't like humidity. And I don't like it being 150 degrees outside. Like, I don't like that, you know? I personally prefer fall. I think that's like my number one favorite season. Then it's winter. Then it's probably summer and then spring. The reason why I flip those like spring, first summer and then spring, because spring is a freaking pain in the butt. That's when there's pollen like crazy in my car right now. Literally, it's, you can't even tell it's black at this point. Like, it's like covered in so much pollen. Like, it's so bad. That, and then there's bees, there's mosquitoes, it's hot and sticky outside. Like, it's so, even though right now it's freezing cold, but like, I just don't like it. Like, it's, and then summer, it can have its ups and downs, but like, when it's like hot, I'm like, no thank you, no thank you. I need fall and winter to come back. And I know some people are like, what? That's crazy. Like, you're weird for not liking summer and spring, but that's just me. I'm so much more of a fall and winter person. Also because I love Christmas and I love like those holidays and those seasons. Like, they're just so much better than, I don't know what, 4th of July. Like I literally could care less about that holiday. Like, I'm sorry. I literally could care less about the 4th of July. Because yeah, fireworks are fun, whatever, and yes, it's like celebrating like the independence or whatever of the United States. To hell do I care about the United States, first of all, sorry, but I just don't like it. Like, I guess, yeah, like hot dogs and burgers, but that's about it. That's really about it, because I've never been a fan of fireworks. Like, yeah, I like watching them occasionally, but I'm not big about popping fireworks. Now, when I'm in Mexico for Christmas, because if you don't know, in Mexico, fireworks are big during Christmas time. At least where my family is from. But they're big during Christmas time. Christmas time and New Year's, but especially Christmas time. I love popping fireworks in Mexico because they're different. The varieties that we have in Mexico of fireworks are completely different to the varieties of fireworks you have here. And plus, fireworks here are freaking expensive. Like, they are so freaking expensive, and it's insane. But yeah, I just prefer the holidays and festivities during the fall and winter so much better than I do during spring and summer. What holidays even, let's see, there's Easter, there's 4th of July. I'm like probably missing a bunch, and y'all are probably like, what the, oh, no, that doesn't, no. Does April Fool's count as a holiday? Like, what? What else? I really can't think of any other, Cinco de Mayo. What else? Mother's Day, is that's a holiday, I guess you would count it, but like that doesn't count as like, I don't like it, like, because I love my mom, so celebrate her every day, any day. Memorial Day, I guess, like, I guess that was kind of rude, because Memorial Day is like, but like, I'm talking like holidays like that have traditions and you do this and that, you collect the eggs, you put out the presents, and you collect candy, stuff like that, you know. I can only think about Easter and 4th of July, and then the rest come in fall and Halloween, fall and Christmas. But yeah, the one thing I do like about summer, I guess I would say, is obviously the beach, but then also all of like the fun summer themed movies and summer themed shows that you can watch, like H2O. Oh my gosh, I freaking love H2O. Or should I say H2O? H2O, add water. Such a good show. If you want to watch a show during the summertime to like fully immerse yourself, please watch H2O. So freaking good. And then they announced The Summer I Turn Pretty. I don't know if I said this last episode, but they freaking announced the new season of The Summer I Turn Pretty, and it comes out, I believe, in when does it come out? I think it said July. I may be completely wrong. The Summer I Turn Pretty. Yes, it comes out July this year, and I am so freaking excited because I love The Summer I Turn Pretty, and I am team Conrad all the way. All the way. You can fight me. You can say thanks to me, but I am team Conrad through and through. I guess, you know, Jeremiah, whatever this and that, whatever that. But team Conrad, yes, yes, yes. But I'm so excited for that because, like, I was thinking about how, like, I, like, want to be at the beach while I'm watching, like, an episode of it, you know? Like, but, like, specifically, like, a beach up on the, on the East Coast. Not, like, beach down here in the South, but, like, on the East Coast. Like, I don't know, like a Massachusetts beach or something, you know, like something where like it's based off, like, you know, from Cousins Beach, something like that, you know, that's like a whole different vibe, I feel like. But I'm so excited for that to come out. And I just got a freaking notification from Peacock are you ready for tomorrow? Yes, I am. Wicked at home. Yes, I am. I'm so excited. I'm sorry. I keep rambling about probably the same thing over and over again. But when it comes to shows and movies that I really enjoy, I will stand for them, you know? Like, oh, I just love. But yeah, what has happened this week that's like crazy monumental? Like, oh, also, I feel like everybody's releasing music recently. Like, I feel like I'm like holding on to strings, trying to grasp onto all these new songs that are coming out, and singles, and album here and album there. Because I remember in 2024, everybody was putting out music too. But like, it was, when I say everybody, I'm talking about like mainstream, like big names. I was like, oh my gosh, please stop putting music out, because nobody's going to have anything for 2025. There's literally going to be a music drought in 2025. But I was wrong, because apparently everybody's putting music out, and it's pretty good music, not gonna lie. I have for sure been enjoying. What else has happened this? Oh, please do not fall. Oh my gosh, I was about to drop my audio interface, and that would have not been good. How are y'all liking this new microphone? I am listening because I have my headphones plugged in, so like I can hear the feedback of the microphone. And I'm liking it. I think I just have to tweak a couple extra little things to like get it to like the audio to be a little bit better, so it's not so sensitive to like me making like a loud noise and then completely deafening y'all, or getting just the audio to a good spot. But I'm like enjoying it. So I'm really excited. And I think I am going to buy another one of these, because I do have the other microphone that I would normally use to record. But I'm really enjoying this one. This one's like really, really good. But yeah. What else did I want to talk about? Because I feel like I started this podcast today, this episode, and I like out of like so suddenly, because I connected it and I was like, let's do this podcast episode. And I think my family's almost here. I think they're almost here. Yes, they are. Whoa. Why is it? What? What? Why is it showing that there? Okay. Oh, they're literally down the street. They're literally pulling up to the house. That is crazy. But I think it's been a pretty good week. I've said that a million times. Except for some people at work, not people that I work with, but like the people who call my job, you know, to schedule appointments and stuff. Oh my gosh. What? Oh, that scared me. I just got like a notification saying that a tornado warning has been issued for some county nearby, but that was like delayed from a couple days ago. I was like, that scared me. I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Anyways, I'm going to probably wait for my family to come up here just so I can like talk and see what they're, if they want to say, hey, no, I'm not. Cause that's so awkward. I'm still kind of weird about doing this and like my parents like walking in and like me recording or something. I don't know. I just like, I'm like, okay, hey, what do you want? Like, I don't know. I'm just like so weird. Even when I record music, like I feel so weird because obviously I record all my music like in my bedroom. And like when I first started recording music, like my parents would just like stand outside my room and like listen in. And like I know they would be listening in because I could see like somebody standing by the door, or like after I was done singing something, they would just like clap or something. I'm like, please stop. Like, that's embarrassing. Like, I'm embarrassed by people listening in when I, like, you know, if I'm recording a song or something, even with this podcast. But like, I don't even know if they know I have, like, they know. Okay, so they know I have a podcast. But, oh. I'm recording my podcast. That was Celeste. Most of y'all don't even know Spanish, so y'all won't know what she said. So anyways, that was funny. No, but yeah, I still get kind of like, example A right there, I still get kind of weirded out when I have to record in front of people. Anyways, what? Okay, she just walked away. Oh yeah, I was mad at her the other day because she hid all of my bracelets, and that's the one thing I don't want people to mess with is my bracelets. And I was mad because she hid my bracelets and I couldn't find them for almost 3 days. And if you know me, you know how serious I am about my bracelets and how much they mean to me. So that really, really, really made me mad. Today's episode, I'm gonna do like a part one and part two. Not like upload two parts, but like, I'm going to stop this recording right here and I'm going to let the day progress a little more, and I'm going to be back later tonight, probably after I eat and after I shower and I'm in bed, to finish recording the rest of this episode. Okay. Okay. I'll be there. Okay. I know. Anyways, but I'm going to stop this recording for right now, and I will be back in a little bit for you guys in 1 second, 5 milliseconds. But for me, it'll be a couple hours. And I'll probably have more to talk about because right now I'm blanking out a little bit because I started this so suddenly that I didn't even know what to talk about. Oh, and I will be back because we need to talk about the Oh, now Vanessa's calling me. There's so much going on, guys. Anyways, I will be back so that we can talk about the favorites and not so favorites of the week. But yeah, I'll be back. I am back. Hey, everybody. Like I said, it was probably only, what, like a millisecond for you guys. It is much later for me. I got off earlier. I stopped recording earlier. It was like 6:30. It is now 9:42 for me. So it is much, much later. I am showered. I have ate my dinner a while ago. I started my little fast timer for my fasting. So I'm ready and comfy. I'm ready to go to bed in a bit. I'll probably watch some YouTube because I have some vlogs to catch up on from some YouTubers I watch. Also, I love YouTube. Like, I have such a, like, it's such a personal tie to YouTube because I just find so much comfort in my like YouTube creators that I've been watching for so long. And every time they post like a vlog or something, I'm just like, oh my gosh, so freaking happy. Anyways, I just remembered we haven't done it today. If you have your water, take 5 big sips of your water with me. Oh my gosh, I'm out of my water. I took 3 big sips, so you should. Oh, that was really loud. Yo, I still have to figure out these. Oh, that hurt my hand. I still have to figure out these settings because, like, so this isn't even full volume, right? I don't know. I'll definitely have to figure out these settings, but anyways, I took like 3 big sips, but yeah, take your sips of water. Like I say every episode, hydration is very, 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 very important. So let's talk about a few other things. I'm not going to talk for too long because, I actually do want to watch some YouTube videos and I want to go to bed because tomorrow is Friday and I have work and I have my ambassador class. And I'm just looking forward to coming home tomorrow and just laying down and getting my package with my MIDI keyboard. So, yeah. First thing I wanted to talk about is that my sister got our dog, Mia. Her name is Mia, by the way. She is a beautiful, 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 beautiful little girly dog. She is turning... Oh, she's turning 10 years old. Stop. I'm actually gonna cry. She's turning 10 years old in July. I cannot believe we've had her since I was 9 years old. That is insane. Oh my gosh. She is a mix of an American bulldog and an Australian German shepherd. And she's the cutest little thing. I freaking love her so freaking much. But my sister, she got her some bowls, like eating bowls, but like they're super like fun. They're like fun. So one of them just has a bunch of like weird, like it's like, I guess like, how would you call it? It's like outlined in weird ways to where like she has to like kind of scoop around to get her food that way because she, and you can probably hear her barking right now. She eats aggressively, like. You can feed her a whole, like, I don't know, like, a whole entire steak, and she will not, like, she'll take 2 bites, and that's it. Like, you know, like, she won't fully chew her food, or she'll eat so fast that she, like, she eats fast. That's what it is. So with that, it, like, kind of slows her down so that she has to, like, maneuver around the bowl to get the food. But then today, she got her a different bowl that is sort of the same concept, except it's in the middle. And, like, she has to rotate this little circle, and it slowly drops out food. So, like, she has to work for her food, basically. And then the other one is, like, it's like an automatic feeder thing, but, like, she has to learn how to press the button. The button, we like set it off to the side, and every time she presses the button, it detonates the little, or it triggers, sorry, detonates. It triggers the where the food is at, and it shoots out a couple treats. So sorry, I just burped. Sorry. I keep it a little too real sometimes on this podcast. I keep it a little too real. Yeah, but she like presses it and I've been like, I taught her because she just got it today, but like I was with, after we got off, I'm saying like we're on the phone call. Basically we are, guys. Basically you're on the phone call with me and you're talking to me, but I'm the only one talking, literally. No, but she, what was I gonna say? Oh, I was like trying to get her to do it and she actually understands. So like, it's like I would stop my foot near the little button thing and she would like, with her paw, she would hit it. And then she recognizes the sound now because every time you hit the little thing, it makes a sound alerting that the food is coming out. And she like, she'll press it and she'll be looking away, but she hears the sound and turns away right over, like she turns around right away to go get the food. It's so funny. So I'm like, that's like one of my new hobbies, is like training her to get used to using that little thing. But that is so cute. Look, she wants to be in the conversation. What's up? What's up, Mia? Mia, bark if you can hear me. Mia. Okay, of course she stops barking now. Anyways, but yeah, I love Mia. She is so, she's the best. I'm like, what the heck? What do you mean you're turning 10? What do you mean? No, please no. Also, the new Hunger Games book is out, and I really wanted to buy it, but I didn't buy it. And I was going to buy it with my money that I had for my gift card that my sister gave me for Amazon. But I bought this microphone that we're on right now instead. And I bought my MIDI keyboard instead. So I think the purchase was better. But I did want to buy it. It's the Sunrise on the Reaping. And I really want to read it. Like really, really bad. And I think I might buy it. But I don't know. I have to learn how to not splurge on things so often, because like I have this urge to, if I see something, I just want to buy it right away. You know, I was on Amazon the other day so Wasia Project, the band that I freaking, my favorite band ever, they're releasing a book that kind of, I guess, entails, or not entails, it like it's about this, like their current album they made, their EP that they made, and the journey, like it's a book, and I really, really want it. Like I really, really want it, because I think it like follows the journey of the tour as well. So and I went to that tour, and I was at the first night, and I was VIP, but I just want to have that book as a collector's item, obviously. But then I obviously plan to see them again sometime, and obviously I'm going to get VIP, which means I would have the chance to speak with them again and meet them. So I would want them to sign it, obviously. But the thing though is they're British, so they're based in the UK. Which means that, or I don't know if they, well, yeah, it is. But that means that everything ships from the UK. So the shipping on there is like crazy. The book itself is, I think, $34. I think it's $34, yeah. But shipping is close to like $30-something. So the book ends up being like $60-something. So I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so much. And then I also wanted to get their vinyl for the EP, the Isotope EP. And the vinyl is so cheap. The vinyl is $27. And it's like, it comes with a poster and everything. And it's so nice. And it's only $27. But then if I get both the vinyl and the book, the shipping comes out to be $48. So I'm like, that is too much for shipping. Like, so, so much. So I was like, I wonder, obviously the book isn't going to be on Amazon, but I was like, I wonder if the vinyl is on Amazon. And it is. And I got into a freaking loophole of all these vinyls that I wanted and that I've wanted for a while. They're albums that I freaking love, but I just never got around to buying the vinyl when the album came out. But they're on Amazon. So now my cart, or my wish list on Amazon, is full of so many freaking vinyls. And the urge to just hit buy on every single one of them is absolutely crazy. It is absolutely crazy. Let's see. Let me pull my Amazon. Like my cart right now. I have a couple things, and the total in my cart right now is $110. That's the subtotal, by the way. So that's insane. Let's see. Okay, so some of the vinyls I have on here, If these are all of them, I have so many freaking more vinyls that I want to get. But these are like the ones that I was looking through and that I was like, ooh, I want this one. Ooh, I want this one. First of all, Brat by Charlie XCX. I want that in vinyl so bad. I don't have the Rise and Fall of the Midwest Princess, Chapel Roan. I don't have that vinyl. I love Short and Sweet. I don't have the vinyl. Need the vinyl. The thing about it, though, is that I want the original cover. So, like, the original Short and Sweet. Short and Sweet. And I want the deluxe cover. So, I want both of those. I want Submarine by the Marías. Life Support by Madison Beer. Silence Between Songs by Madison Beer. And I also have the Eternal Sunshine, Brighter Days Ahead deluxe vinyl. I want all of those. And so many, many more that I could name. And I could go on and on about all of these that I need and I want. But vinyls are so expensive. Guys, collecting vinyls as a hobby, as a fun little thing, is expensive. Like, it is so freaking expensive. And I am proud of my vinyl collection. I will say that. I started off with, like, I think my first vinyl that I got. I think it was my first vinyl. If not, my first, like, real one that I would consider. Yeah. Was When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go by Billie Eilish. That was the first one I ever got. And that's where the obsession started. And now I have all of my amazing vinyls and my amazing, might I say, amazing Taylor Swift vinyl collection. But I want more of them and I need more of them. So it's really unhealthy and really tempting to just buy more and more vinyls when I know I shouldn't. I know I shouldn't, but. And then that's also the thing is, like, I'm so good at buying stuff, but I'm also really good at overthinking it. So, yes, I'll buy it, but it'll take me like 3 days to actually buy it because I'll be overthinking it so much that I'm like, should I buy it? But if I buy it now, I'll spend this money that I could have spent on this other thing. Or what if I order it, but then I see something else that I like and I'm like, wait, I want, like, I just overthink it so much, but I do end up buying it, but I overthink it. So maybe I'm like in my overthinking phase right now about these vinyls and I might just end up buying them. No, but yeah, I want more and more vinyls. Anyways, let's move on to our favorites and our not-so-favorites of the week to close out this episode. And we're going to start off with our not-so-favorites of the week because we don't want to end off on the bad note. So the first not-so-favorite is Chapped Lips. Especially this week, I, for some reason, have had crazy chapped lips. Chapped lip? What am I saying? Chapped lips. Yes, chapped lips. And I have been querying. Whoa. Oh my gosh. Am I like, what is happening? I have been carrying my Aquaphor literally everywhere. Literally everywhere. Because it's like crazy and it's so annoying and I hate it. And then sometimes I like, I'll have, like, my lips will be chapped and I'll be picking at it and I end up, like, not bleeding, or yeah, I guess bleeding. So it hurts so bad. So, like, I am prepared and I have my chapstick with me. So that was one of my not so favorites of the week. My second not so favorite of the week is, sorry, you see, I'm getting a little tired. I wasn't yawning earlier. I'm yawning now because I'm starting to get tired. But anyways, my second not so favorite of the week is kind of crazy, which I don't know if I should even say this because this is kind of, I guess it's not rude, but like I've been in this loophole of, okay, so my second not so favorite of the week is Hailey Bieber. Sorry if you're a Road fan. Sorry if you like the Road cosmetics. Sorry if you like Hailey Bieber. Sorry if you like Justin Bieber. I don't like Hailey Bieber. I'm sorry. What was that? What was that loud banging noise? Anyways, I don't like Hailey Bieber. I have gotten into a loophole recently on TikTok of all of these crazy things, like crazy things that she has done. And there are receipts and there's evidence and there's video footage and there's text. There's everything. There's everything backing up just how insane of a person Hailey Bieber is. This is not me trying to start no controversy, but I will forever and ever and always be a Selena Gomez stan. Like, I will. I will. And the way Miss Hailey Bieber acts is very suspicious. Very suspicious. The way she has been stalking her and quite literally doing everything she does is really insane. But yeah, I've gone into that loophole and I'm just like, I really don't like Hailey Bieber. Like, she, I just don't. But that was my second not so favorite of the week. And that was my last not so favorite of the week, because I couldn't think of any more, because I feel like I have more favorites than I do not so favorites. So my first favorite of the week is Faye Webster. I have loved her music for so long. I think Atlanta Millionaires Club was the first album I ever listened to her of hers. Yeah. So I've been listening to her since 2019 when Atlanta Millionaires Club came out. And ever since then, I've just been obsessed. But recently I have been extra obsessed because, again, on TikTok, I've been getting so many of her songs pop up and I'm like, wow, I forgot how good this song is. And ooh, what just happened? What just happened? Did I just ruin something on here? I hope I didn't mess something up. Can y'all hear me? I hope y'all can hear me good. Anyways, but yeah, she is amazing. I freaking love her music. But yeah, that's my first favorite of the week. My second favorite of the week are Tangerines. I freaking love Tangerines so much. Like the little Halo Tangerines, they are so freaking good. I could eat probably a whole bag of those in one day. In one day. And I'm being so for real. They are just so freaking good. And my mom just brought a bag today and I might take like 5 to work tomorrow. Maybe 5, maybe 6, maybe 7. Maybe I'll just pack the whole bag and eat the whole bag. And that'll be my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Because I love tangerines so much. And I go through phases with fruit. Like, I'll like strawberries. And then next week, I'll like tangerines. And then next week, I'll like mangoes. And then next week, I'll like tangerines again. So I'll like go back and forth between fruit. But like tangerines, mangoes, strawberries, watermelon. What's one more? What's my top five? What's one more? Grapes. Yeah, tangerines, strawberries, mangoes, watermelon, and grapes. I feel like those are my top five favorite fruits. But specifically at the top, I think it would be a tie between mangoes and strawberries. But I think mangoes would win. But I love fruit. I love, love, love fruit. But specifically this week, I have been loving tangerines so, so much. They have been so delicious. And then my final favorite of the week is my new 7 Brew order that I have been loving, because as many of you know, I do not drink coffee anymore. And I only drink matcha now. Yes, I love matcha. But I also have a gift card from 7Brew, and I went the other day. I was like, let me just go ahead and use some of this money on my gift card since I have my gift card. And I got a little fun, creative little drink. So 7Brew has like these things. If you don't know what 7Brew is, it's like a, it's a coffee, it's a drive-through coffee shop, but they don't just have coffee. So they have lots of different things. You can get smoothies, milkshakes. You can get, I don't know if you can get milkshakes, actually. I think you can get smoothies. You can obviously get coffees. They have so many coffees. You can get energy drinks. You can get fizzy drinks. You can get teas. You can get matcha. Their matcha there isn't good, though. And they have so many drinks, but, I decided to get, it was a fizz, which is their sparkling water one. So I got a fizz with strawberry, cupcake, and cream. It was so freaking good. It tasted like I was eating like strawberries and cream. It was so, so, so good. So then the other day, I went again, but this time I got a green tea with strawberry. A green tea with strawberry and coconut milk and a splash of cream. Oh my gosh. Life-changing. Life-changing. So, so good. So this next time that I'm going to go, I'm probably going to get that same thing. But oh my gosh, what was the one thing? Pomegranate, was it? No, that wasn't. There was another flavor that I was like, ooh, that would be so good, but I forgot what it was. But yeah, so that, so delicious, so, so good. So that's definitely my third favorite of the week and my final favorite of the week, because as you could tell, I keep yawning, and I do apologize. I'm just getting really tired. And I did want to get back on here after I left earlier just to talk a little bit more, because I did have a couple other things I wanted to talk about. And of course, I hadn't talked about my favorite of the weeks, so I wanted to talk about my favorites and my not so favorites of the week. But yeah, I feel like that's really all I have for today's episode. What's going on here? Oh, okay. But yeah, I think that's all I have. It always happens that I'm recording and I can't think of something that I was like, ooh, I wanted to talk about that. The second I end the podcast, I remember everything I wanted to talk about. I'm like, what the hell? So then I'm like, I'll just talk about it next time. But then I forget to write it down, or I forget that I wanted to talk about that. So I like forget to talk about it. But yeah, so I hope everybody has a great, amazing, wonderful, splendid, just amazing, amazing weekend. It is spring break. If you are in school, in any school, like high school, whatever, college, wherever you are in school life, it is spring break this week for us, for me. I don't know if you, wherever you go, wherever school you go, if y'all are going on spring break, but it is spring break for me this coming week, and I am so excited. I don't know if I'll record, I might record an episode. It's spring break. I might record an episode. Actually, if I record an episode, okay, because I'm still deciding whether I do want to drive down to the beach this upcoming weekend. If I do decide to drive down to the beach, then I would probably want to record the episode down at the beach. So I would wait, and they would go up late next week. Don't take my word for that. I still don't know. I might just end up laying in bed all week. That could be the most likely probable thing, is I will end up just laying in bed. But if I do decide to just randomly drive down there, then so be it, and I will record my podcast down there. But yeah, that is everything I had for today. And like I said, I hope everybody has a great Friday, and I hope everybody has a great weekend. And again, I want to thank you all so, so, so much for tuning in every Friday and joining me and supporting me. I truly, truly appreciate every single one of you guys. And I can't express just how grateful I am to everyone, for everyone who supports me and is still here after 8 episodes and still listening to this podcast where we just spill those thoughts every single week. But yeah, so thank you so much for being here. I love every single one of you guys. I hope everyone has an amazing weekend. I was about to say week. The week is already over. But yeah, anyways, that's it. I keep just repeating myself. Bye.